The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Bernie Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
This is certainly not what I had intended to discuss with you this segment. I was going to continue a little bit with the Israel-Hamas situation, but with the news of our dear friends homegoing to heaven, I want to ask you a question, because this is something that troubles me, and I mean this sincerely. I don't know how many people are listening to my voice right now. I know what the estimates are. I know what the services say, but I don't know for sure. And I don't know what the makeup completely of my audience is. I know who I hear from the most and so forth. But here is something that I think about a lot. Whether you, listening to my voice right now, have assurance of heaven. Do you have assurance of heaven? Thursday night, Joy and I spent about an hour talking with a man who was looking death in the eye. He knew it was coming. There was no doubt about it. No turning back. He knew that within a few days, he would be gone. He knew that. His death was sure and imminent. And yet there was a calm. There was a peace. There was even an anticipation of being set free from the pain and the suffering and seeing Jesus. There was no panic, no hysteria. He's going to miss conversing with his wife, and his wife is going to miss conversing with him and his children. They have two children. But he had peace. And his dear wife, Kim, has been keeping us posted since Thursday. And Saturday, she messaged us. Tom is at peace. There is peace in this room. We are surrounded by peace. Yesterday, Kim messaged us. Tom is peaceful. There is peace in this room. We are surrounded by peace. Being in the ministry for over 50 years, I have been with a whole lot of people during the time of death. And there is an indescribable difference between those who know that they know that they know that Christ Jesus is their Lord and Savior, and those that do not. It's an indescribable difference between the two. And I do not want one single person listening to this program, listening to my voice, who does not know how to get that peace, who does not know that Jesus Christ is their Savior. Because, folks, listen, your church membership is not going to save you. Your good works will not save you. Your baptism will not save you. Your religion will not save you. Your Christian upbringing will not save you. There is one way to heaven, and only one. And that is by doing the CBAs. You've heard of the ABCs. The CBAs. In Romans chapter 10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That is God's word. CBA, confess. Admit to God that you're a sinner, that you're lost, that your sin has separated you from God, because that is true. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible says. There is none righteous, no, not one. And because of that, the same Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Confess. That's the C. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe what the Word of God says. Jesus died on the cross to take your place. He was your substitutionary atonement. He was your substitutionary sacrifice. He paid the price for your sin. He shed his blood for you. Believe that, and that he bodily rose from the dead 3 days later, and he is in heaven today. Confess. Believe. And here's the A, accept. Accept the free gift of salvation by faith. You can say a simple little prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And right now, right here, I want to accept the free gift of salvation. Come into my life and save me. And the Bible says, if you do that, thou shalt be saved. That's not the authority of Bob Burney. That's the authority of the Word of God. Now, that's called the gospel, and you have now heard it. Our dear friend Tom made that decision years ago and accepted Christ as his personal Savior. And that's why through all of these years of trials and tribulations and suffering and sickness, he's had such peace and calm and a positive spirit because he knew that God was in control. You have now heard the gospel. If you stand before God and you have never trusted Christ as Savior, and you are not allowed into heaven, but you are confined to hell for eternity, you cannot say you had not heard how to be saved. From now on, you can't say that. And if you have never trusted Christ, you say, well, Bob, I'm not really sure. Then make sure. Pray that prayer today. Well, maybe I did before. Well, make sure. Say, God, I'm not really sure, but I'll tell you what, if I've never received you as Savior, I do that today, right now, by faith. Take away the doubt. Through the years, many of our listeners have accepted Christ as Savior. If you do that today, would you send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, just let me know. I'll get some material to you. We'll try to help you find a solid church close to you where you can grow in the faith. But I want to know that you today have accepted Christ as Savior. And if you have, if you did that today, if you have a Bible, open your Bible up, and in the fly leaf of your Bible, write this. Today, I accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Put the date today, May 17th, and then sign your name. If you don't have a Bible, go get one. And put in the Bible, today, May 17th, 2021, I accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, and then sign your name to it. And then if the devil makes you doubt your salvation, just open your Bible and point to it and say, devil, I did what God told me to do, and God did what he said he would do. Don't take a chance. All of us will face death. All of us. It may not be for many years. It could be tonight. Whether it's tonight or 30 years from now, if you will receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can be sure that heaven is yours. Don't put it off. You can do it right now, in your car, at your home. You can do it now and be sure. Please, don't wait. We'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Every once in a while, somebody will ask me, do you really believe in heaven? And my unapologetic and very swift answer is yes. Absolutely. Do I believe in hell? Yeah, that number is continuing to decrease. Hell is not really very popular right now. Heaven is still pretty popular, but hell is not real popular. More and more people are rejecting the idea of a hell, even though I have not counted it personally, but I have read from several very authoritative sources that the Bible actually talks anywhere between 15 to 18 times more about hell and eternal punishment than heaven. Heaven is accepted by probably most Christians, well, all real Christians, not by some who claim to be Christians. But hell has kind of fallen on hard times. You have the universalists. You've got Bell. I can't remember his first name. You got Bell. You got Shane Claiborne. You've got the whole universalist movement that says, yeah, somehow, some way, everybody's going to get to heaven. You don't have to worry about hell because there is no hell. Or those that believe that hell is just here on earth. Hell is what you make it here on earth. I honestly do not know how you can read through the New Testament and not believe in a literal hell. Fire, brimstone, everlasting torment. The Bible is extremely clear. But the Bible is also very clear about heaven. And that's why I want to make sure that you're on your way to heaven. I do not want to bear the responsibility of anyone saying, well, that Bernie guy was a talk show host on a Christian radio station. I used to listen to him all the time, and he never once told me how to get saved. I don't want to bear that responsibility. And that's why I gave you the complete plan of salvation before the break. I want you to be prepared for heaven. And then I want to share with you a poem that has been set to music. Our dear friend Tom, who just died, I think about an hour ago, up in Cleveland, has now entered heaven's gates. And if you were listening earlier, he was born with cystic fibrosis, which is a lung disease. I can't think of anything worse than having your lungs filled with liquid and feel like you can't breathe. I can't imagine that. I've known many people, including our son, who had years ago severe asthma problems and not being able to breathe. I've had severe chest congestion a couple of times. But I was just thinking of this song. because our dear friend Tom on many occasions had a terrible time breathing. His lungs would fill with fluid, but no more. Here's a song. I don't know whether you've ever heard it or not. It's a poem set to music, and it's called Finally Home. When engulfed by the terror of the tempestuous sea, unknown waves before you roll, at the end of doubt and peril is eternity, though fear and conflict seize your soul. But just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of touching a hand and finding it God's, of breathing new air and finding it celestial, of waking up in glory and finding it home. When surrounded by the blackness of the darkest night, oh, how lonely death can be. At the end of this long tunnel is a shining light, for death is swallowed up in victory. But just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of touching a hand and finding it God's, of breathing new air and finding it celestial, of waking up in glory and finding it home. Our dear friend Tom had a lot of trouble breathing this earth's air. But when he took his last breath, just a very short time ago, he woke up in heaven and filled his new glorified lungs with the air of heaven, of waking up in glory and finding it home. Again, my friend, that can be your assurance. If you do not have assurance of eternal life, you can today. Remember the CBAs: confess, believe, accept. Heaven can be your home too. Thank you for joining me, folks. Been an unusual hour. Have a wonderful evening, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.